knows which movies make you laugh and which ones make you cry. If you love films, then Dean's your guy. So grab yourself some popcorn. He will not talk about hard points.
He's Dean, Frank Fontana. He's Dean, Dean, Dean.
What did that last line say? He won't talk about what?
Porn.
Oh, good.
But he will if you twist his arm.
I will.
Or twist something else.
Porn is pay-per-view. You want to hear porn talk, you got to pay.
How much does that go for?
I don't give that away for nothing.
That's good stuff.
All right. Dean, now you're coming in this afternoon as well, aren't you?
Yes.
All Dean all the time.
That's what I'm told.
W-D-E-A-N. That's what we are
they're
now.
They're saying that I'm going to take off my headphones here at the TV station, get in my car, and take 90 miles an hour to come downtown to be with you after 1 o'clock.
Well, I'm thankful that you're going to do it. Frank, have you seen any recent movies?
I have two young children.
I know. I have two teenagers.
Have you seen Moana with the kids?
No, but my son Luca is dying to see it, so yes, that's coming up.
Got to see that. And Sing. You got to see those two.
What's your review on Sing?
Oh, I loved both of them.
Sing?
You're out of the loop.
I loved both of them.
What's Sing?
Sing is a beautiful animated film, really fun story about a little koala bear that owns sort of an old, run-down theater, old-fashioned theater. And to try to raise money for his theater, he holds a talent competition, you know, like a kind of like an American Idol or, you know, like one of those kind of deals. And all the people who are competing in this competition are other animals. And the music is great.
Brilliant.
The story is great. The music is unbelievable. You will find yourself, no matter what age, you'll find yourself singing along with the music.
Well, just in the commercial alone, Dean, my son, there's that remake of Oh My God.
Right.
Look at her
butt. Look at her butt.
That's my son's new thing. He walks around
nice.
The house. Yeah, it's good. It's very good.
All right, so you say I'm out of the loop because
nice.
I don't know what Sing is. I have two teenage boys, so we watch Grandma's Boy together.
Nice. That's nice.
Which I hate to admit.
It's a good movie.
I liked it.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Although there were two points where the boys suddenly said, I got to get something in the kitchen, and they walked out of the room. I don't have to tell you what was going on at that moment.
What?
But they had to leave because it was weird them watching this with their mom.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
It star-studded that Grandma's Boy, I got to tell you.
There's like really fantastic movies that are out right now.
I saw La La Land. Are you proud of me?
I am extremely proud of you. Wait, let me find out what you thought of it first.
I got to tell you.
Uh-oh.
I loved it.
Oh, great. Great.
I
did too. It was my number two movie of 2016.
I really enjoy, I love a good musical. I'm not giving anything away. I'm just saying there are times when I'm stuck in a line or maybe in a traffic jam that I would like to get out and get everybody together and do a little singing and dancing.
Right, right.
And I really enjoyed it. I watched it with 10 people, a member of the Writers Guild. So we had a little screener. And most people
it. Sorry, you people who have to pay to go see movies.
Right.
Well, you should need better friends.
Like I have. Like I've paid to see a movie
in
the last 20 years, right?
But I think there were two of us out of about 10 people that liked it. Oh. I truly loved it.
I absolutely love this movie. It's fresh. It's creative. It's a musical, but it's not like a Singing in the Rain or
not corny
West Side Story or anything like that. It's so seamless. It's really like a beautiful story of these two performers in Hollywood who fall in love with each other. And you know,
I love them together,
right?
Emma and Ryan.
There's such chemistry between Emma Stone and Ryan Gosling. Both of them.
He's a baby goose.
Excuse me?
He's a baby goose.
He's a baby goose.
Isn't that what a gosling is?
Oh, right.
I'm picking up what you're putting down. That was a good one.
Thank you, Ryan.
Information, Wendy, is great.
I thought she said she wanted a goose a baby. I didn't know what she was. What? I didn't know what you're.
I don't see the allure of this guy. I got to be honest with you.
I didn't until I saw this movie.
Nuts for
him. He's one of those things. This is going to sound so superficial and mean, but welcome to my world. Emma Stone, Ryan Gosling. There are moments in that movie where I'm like, they are absolutely beautiful. And then there are the other moments where I'm like, they're not really that attractive. But there's something about them
It's very charming.
I love them together.
Dean, now, Dean, I'm sure you've interviewed, right?
I have. Both. Yep.
What, in person, I mean, what's do you get
delightful.
The allure?
I absolutely. They are physically beautiful people.
Yeah.
But more than that, they're just nice, charming. Both of them very down to earth, very, very, very nice people. And I think, you know, that kind of goes through in this movie. Neither one of them are in your face. You're kind of rooting for both of them.
Yes.
In this movie. So, I mean,
him more than her, though, in my opinion.
I think both. I mean, you really, it's about both of them achieving their professional goals as performers and trying to keep their romance together. You know, sometimes when, you know, a romance, it's like, you know, can you sustain a romance after all the initial passion is over? That's kind of partially what this movie is about. But set to such beautiful, touching, lovely, unintrusive, yet magical song and dance.
It tugged at my heartstrings, I'll tell you that, Dean.
Well, can you tell me how it ended?
Not really. I can't. And somebody.
It ends with Princess Leia handing off a disc to.
How about that? I mean, that is just such a terrible tragedy with Carrie Fisher and then her mom's passing a day later.
Private memorial is going on right now, actually.
Yes, and tomorrow morning, my husband Jimmy Mack will be sitting in for the first half of the show, and I believe there's a memorial now, and then what's tomorrow?
Because the burial? The interment is tomorrow. Yes. Yeah, the burial is tomorrow. Carrie Fisher has already been cremated. Part of her ashes will be put inside of the coffin with Debbie Reynolds, who did not want to be cremated. Hmm. So part of the ashes are going to go mother and daughter together. I don't know what's happening with the other half of the ashes. I assume
Billy Lord probably
wants
some.
That's going to be up to the discretion of the daughter, or I would think the daughter, not the brother. But yeah, that'll take place tomorrow. All of it private, and then there's supposed to be a public memorial in a couple of months. They haven't given any details on that.
Isn't this ironic, though, that a mother and daughter that went through some big strife together and didn't get along for so many years had this eloquent end? Hmm.
Very eloquent, and I think we will learn how much more eloquent and timely all of this was, and maybe even explain, you know, some of the irony of the deaths being so close together. This HBO documentary.
When does that air?
Bright Lights. It's Saturday. What's the 7th? Yes, Saturday. Saturday night at 8:00 on HBO. And it's on HBO now on demand, and I'm sure they'll be repeated a million times. But I've seen some early footage of it, and it's pretty touching. I mean, some pretty behind-the-scenes things. You know, that they live right next door to each other. They were, like, constant companions all the time.
That's great.
These two. And it was funny and touching, so I'm very much looking forward to that as well.
Bright Lights is the name of that.
Yep.
And it's a documentary, which, didn't they, obviously they filmed this before both of them
quite
passed, but wasn't it a while ago and there was some delay with the release?
Well, they hadn't planned on airing it right now. They had planned a future date for putting it on the air. They, because of the deaths, you know, obviously it's, you know, become a very timely thing, so they rushed to finish it. In order to get it on the air. So, there really haven't been any delays in, you know, the timeline of it all. It's just become so much more poignant now. That whole thing, the whole Debbie Reynolds, Carrie Fisher thing is so weird. The whole, you know.
I know.
Touching, yeah. Poignant. I don't know. I guess I could understand that. I'm always so touched when I hear about stories of generally elderly couples who die within an hour of each other.
Yeah.
And, you know, that people are, I kind of believe that you could die of a broken heart.
When Jim kills me, I hope he dies soon thereafter.
Well, that's going to be a murder. That's not going to be, that's
you know, you talk
and
about
everyone's going to go, wow, it took this long? Really?
Right.
Yeah, I can imagine your husband's vying for some of those ashes.
Can I just tell you this stupid story? Our village gives away free mulch, so I lined my trunk.
They do?
Yes, and I just thought, you know, I'm not going to pay for mulch because I need a lot of it. So
that's
I lined the trunk of my little Toyota Corolla with a plastic lining, and I put a shovel in my car. And I thought, if the neighbors are seeing me right now with this tarp and a shovel, they're going to say, I thought he would have killed her.
Wow. And then you come back with a trunk full of mulch.
Yeah, I know. Well, who knows what was chipped
up
in that mulch.
Right. Is it mulch?
Yes. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Then we're going to come back, and Dean is actually going to talk to us about some current movies.
New movies and huge Billy Joel news this morning. Also, I'll get a... give you the first word on that in a minute.
I'm excited about the Scorsese movie. I want to hear all about this.
Mm-mm.
All right. Well, we will talk about that next with Dean Richards. It's Wendy Snyder along with Frank Fontana in for Bill Leff here on 720 WGN. Wendy Snyder here along with Frank Fontana. Bill Leff has earned his vacation.
He
worked one day in 2017, and then he needed a week off.
It's exhausting.
I know. He's got a week back.
You know, when you work these four-hour days... That could kill a guy.
Yeah.
Dean, I got to be honest with you. I don't know how you do it. You are at the television station at WGN-TV Morning News. At what time every morning?
I get here about 3:30.
And then he's going to come in, Frank, to do the second half of this show.
Yeah.
I mean, how do you even stay awake?
He's a machine.
Is it like Weekend at Bernie's where people have to prop you up?
Who says I'm awake?
He has a twin. Dean has a twin, I believe.
Yeah, Billy Joel.
Billy Joel. Right, there you go.
Billy Joel is my twin.
All right, well, there is Billy
Joel.
Speaking
of Billy Joel, everybody, the transition, he's coming back to Wrigley Field. They just announced this morning it's going to be Friday, August 11th. This makes him the first artist ever to play Wrigley Field 4 years in a row and a record-setting 6 performances now at the friendly confines. The tickets are going to go on sale Friday, January 13th.
Friday the 13th.
Friday the 13th for the general public. If you're an American Express card holder, they're going to start selling tickets on Monday, January the 9th. You can get them at cubs.com/Billy Joel or at 1-800-THE-CUBS or my new website, Billy Joel is my twin brother.com.
Any word of a guest performance? He's usually Elton John pops in there.
James Taylor.
They
maybe
haven't said. Remember last time? I think it was last time. Jennifer Lawrence and Amy Schumer.
It was 2015. Yeah, I just looked that up to see when that was.
Got up on the piano and they danced to Uptown Girl.
Nice.
So no, they have not. They have not said if there's going to be an opening act. And the surprises they never tell ahead of time. But this is pretty big music news that really just popped about an hour ago.
Do you think there's anybody in Chicago or in Illinois who hasn't been to Wrigley? I mean, I've seen them. I mean, I know a lot of people.
I haven't. I have no desire to see
him
at Wrigley.
What?
I'm shocked.
Why?
Really? I mean, I like Billy Joel and everything. Wrigley's kind of hard to get to. And that was actually going to be my question. What is it that he loves so much about Wrigley?
They had to put an L train near there so to make it a little more easy for people to get to Wrigley.
I don't take public transportation. I'm a control freak. I like to control my own drive-in.
They ought to put some limos out in front of Wrigley Field.
I don't take a limo either unless I'm driving it.
Not a limo either?
Unless you're driving it.
Something wrong.
You're making some side money on the side?
Yeah.
Hey, look who my Uber driver is.
Hello, honk honk, get in, Roadhog.
It's both Wendy and Bill driving an Uber car. I get a little private show.
That's great.
How great would that be?
All right, well, Billy Joel, he must love it here in Chicago.
He
it's
an experience.
He likes
really
playing
is.
The ballparks. He probably has played more ballparks than any other performer period. You know, when he plays in the summertime, he always chooses these venues. He could go to United Center or Soldier Field or whatever because, you know, he sells out the shows wherever he goes. But he chooses to go, and I think it's going to be a really big deal for a lot of these performers. Tom Petty this year, James Taylor.
I love Petty.
It is going to be a big deal for these guys to be playing in the home of the world champion Cubs this year.
A little different now.
I wonder if they lost if he would have came back.
He's done it 5 times before, so
that's true.
I don't think that...
Somebody had to play at that park for all those years.
Right, keep it going, pay the bills.
All right, and speaking of Scorsese movies, which you are curious about, tell us what's going on.
I couldn't be more disappointed in this new Martin Scorsese movie. That I love Scorsese. I love his movies. I think he is going in this new movie called Silence. It's more... style over real substance. It's a gorgeous movie. I'll tell you that. It's visually stunning. This movie about some Jesuit monks in Japan in the 17th century, where being Christian apparently in Japan in the 17th century was not welcome, and priests and people who were preaching Christianity at that time were being killed, the mentor to two young monks goes missing, and these two young monks go on a search looking for him. The two younger monks are Andrew Garfield, Spider-Man, and Adam Driver from
Kylo Ren.
From,
well, you got the Spider-Man and Kylo Ren as Jesuit monks.
You got your superheroes.
Where's De Niro in this whole thing?
In monk monkdom,
monk mode.
So I mean, it's they're going through the jungles and going through every torture possible, trying to find their beloved mentor Liam Neeson. And it's interesting because as they're advertising this movie, they're making it sound like this is the new Liam Neeson movie. Hmm. And honestly, he's barely in the movie. He's hardly in it at all, toward the end a little bit. But the movie is almost 3 hours long, number one.
Oh, I'm out.
That's strike number one.
Theater ass sets in after about two.
It is, which is my nickname from the other critics,
theater
by the
ass.
Way. By the way.
That's classic.
The story is very, very complex, very difficult to follow. That's what I mean. I mean, and I guess some people are calling this a masterpiece. I just don't think so.
Doesn't sound like it, to be honest with you.
I think Scorsese is trying to do something unbelievably spectacular, and it winds up being too much. It's too much. It's too difficult to digest the whole thing. So unfortunately, I'm only giving it Dean's List C- on this one, and that's mostly for its visual beauty, and that's about it. Interestingly, Liam Neeson is in the other movie, the other big movie that's opening this weekend, called A Monster Calls. It's a story about a little boy, a 12-year-old boy, who is doing the best he can to be strong for his mother, who has a terminal illness. And he's having trouble at school, being bullied. He's having trouble with his grandmother, played by Sigourney Weaver, in the film. And at night, there is this big, old, majestic tree that's in just outside of his bedroom window that he sees this tree coming to life each night.
That's freaky.
The tree kind of uproots itself, and, you know, the thick bark becomes his arms and his legs, and the tree, you know, slowly and menacingly walks up to the house and his bedroom window, and promises him secrets to dealing with the troubles that he's going through with his mom's health and with the other kids, promises him through a step-by-step process to teach him the secrets to dealing with all of these troubles.
So he's a nice, scary tree?
He is a revelatory scary tree.
Hmm. Total, I gotta look that up later.
Total on. Well, total. He reveals.
I'm confused.
He reveals.
Thank you.
Revelatory reveals. He reveals.
Latin root.
Things to this
root,
boy.
Get it?
My reviews this year. I'm gonna diagram every sentence. That's gonna be my New Year's resolution this year. He reveals things to the boy which are not always so pleasant. And as the story goes on, it's an eye opener of honesty, but it's a tearjerker. This just like Manchester by the Sea, just like a bunch of movies that we've got out right now with Oscar season, just like Patriot's Day that's going to open next Friday. This is a tearjerker.
Sounds great. A Monster Calls. Bertrand is knocking on our door, so what do you give it?
I'm giving it a Dean's List A.
Holy moly.
Not for little kids. Not for little kids at all.
So don't see it, Frank.
But I'm out. But it's don't accidentally take your kids to see this when you think you're going to sing. But it's a great movie. Really, really great and touching, thoughtful movie. And I can tell you more coming up after 1 o'clock.
All Dean all the time.
If I don't get arrested for speeding coming downtown.
All right. Well, thank you, Dean.
See you guys.
We'll see you. Dean Richards will be sitting in with me, in for Bill Leff, I guess, from 1 to 3 this afternoon. Frank Fontana, thank you so much
for
sitting
Wendy.
In. A pleasure to hang with you.
You too.
Hope we can do it again.
Let's do it.